Mira and Harper Audio present An Unfinished Murder by Jude Devereaux. Performed by Susan Bennett.
I just had the most extraordinary call, Kate said, as she looked at the two people in front of her. But they didn't express any interest. Jack was sitting on one of the blue couches, his long legs stretched out, and looking at the screen on his laptop. Kate wasn't used to his new look, but he'd only been back a few days. He'd spent months in the wilds of Colorado, building and hunting, and it had changed his body. Now he was leaner, more agile, and, as difficult as it was to believe, he was more muscular. Besides the physical, he'd changed in other ways, too. Last night, he'd said. Her heart seemed to do a little jump at the memory of his words. They'd had years of friendship, of laughing together, working, figuring out problems, but last night, friends wasn't what he'd meant. When Jack felt her staring at him, he started to turn his head, and Kate quickly looked at her aunt. Sarah was on the other couch and bent over one of her notebooks, colored gel pens in hand and writing fast. Maybe it was the quiet of the lockdown they'd just been through, but lately she'd been writing more. Years ago, her aunt had retired from a long, successful career of writing romance novels as Sarah Medler. The waitress genre of the publishing world, she said. Everyone looks down on us, but we take care of them all. She said that the abundant sales of romance novels made it possible to publish the literary works, meaning books that made little money but might possibly live forever. Kate didn't know what her aunt had been writing lately, but she was absorbed by it. Annoyed by the way they were ignoring her, Kate said louder, "Truly. Extraordinary." Jack gave a bit of a nod, and Sarah lifted her chin about half an inch, but that was all. "Old house," Kate whispered, knowing that those words would get the attention of both of them. It took a moment, but Sarah looked up at her niece. It took Jack longer. He was Sarah's honorary grandson, the actual grandson of the man Sarah had long ago loved and lost. The three of them lived in Sarah's big house, each with a private area. But since Jack had returned just days ago, the three of them had not wanted to be apart.
"What old house?" Jack asked.
He was a building contractor and specialized in restoring old places. Kate was glad to finally have their attention. "That was Melissa, and she said some man gave me a listing." Melissa and Kate were realtors. "He specifically asked for me and said he won't accept anyone else. I don't know the house, but Melissa said it's magnificent." She knew that since Jack and Sarah had been born in the little town, they were sure to know of it. She took a breath to give drama to her announcement. "It's Lachlan House." She waited for exclamations of surprise and delight, but there were none. Jack looked back at his computer, and Sarah at her notebook.
"Turn it down," he said. "It's not a good investment."
"A white elephant," Sarah said. "Nobody will want it." "Are you kidding? Melissa said it's a $1 million listing. Where is it? I assume it's here in Lachlan, but..." She broke off because her phone dinged. Melissa had sent photos of the house, and Kate paused to look at them. As it sounded, the house was big. It was two stories, with a long one-story wing to the side. The center entrance was dramatic, with a huge door surrounded by white marble. Tall windows and a covered portico were upstairs. It was, without a doubt, a true man.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?